Hi, my name is Paul Slatkis. Welcome to our show. Today is the 16th of May, and we have a lot of positive, life-affirming content that we're going to share with you, and I hope you're all well and doing the best you can under these trying conditions. So, the good news today will be some events that are happening. I'm going to announce them. Lucia Kaiser has a show on this evening. And we're working on a Mae West show to do as a Zoom charity event for Bellevue Hospital. Looking forward to tell you when that's going to be. Additionally, today on today's show, we're going to show a great a video. I've shown it before because it's just so powerful. The New Realization by Tom Foolery. It's a powerhouse. After that, I'm going to... I wrote a book, and I would like for you all to know a little bit about it. I'm going to talk about it, and you could purchase it on the online, and or if you want it for free, just tell me. Or it's really a contribution nonprofit 501c3. And in there, we have a you can see we're going to show our sizzle reel for our Peace Day events. That maybe will become virtual this year. Actually, that's the key. That would be actually in the sense of International Day of Peace. Virtual event is really what I always saw as happening. In fact, the little phone that's in front of me right now, I feel is the opportunity for world peace because everybody can get on it. We don't need satellite trucks at this moment. And thank you, Facebook, for allowing this to be. That's kind, and Google has some live streaming opportunities as well as other companies, but it's a great feature for all of us. And then we're gonna show our sizzle reel for our Woodstock movie, which has a lot of good people in it too, that are doing peace, love, and hope activities in their life. Gonna show my talk a little bit because I got a place out there, and I'd like people to know about it because I'd like to try to rent it out a little while summer. And then Claire's going to do some yoga, and then the special treat, the Indigo Twins are going to perform their latest song, and we're going to show some Edward Strike and Family of Man photos when that happens. So thank you very much, and so let's take a moment of prayer. That is always important to me to share at a time like this. We'll send some good feelings out to Ing May. Jasmine Tang gave us this beautiful poem, and they're related. And this is my prayer for you. Comfort on difficult days, smiles when sadness intrudes, laughter to kiss your lips, sunsets to warm your heart, hugs when spirits sag, rainbows to follow the clouds, friendship to brighten your being, beauty for your eyes to see, faith so you can believe, confidence for when you doubt, courage to know yourself, patience to accept the truth, love to complete your life. Okay. I'd like to show a moment from last night. I was able to go down there like 81st Street, 82nd Street. Hi, Marcel. At 7 o'clock, so we've been normally going right back here in our backyard, 79th Street, 80th Street, and people are ringing and banging pots and so on and so forth. They show their appreciation for the heroes that are on the front line here, or all of them delivering food to being in the surgery room. So thank you all. Here's a little bit of what happened at this location.
Yui. The shofar. Nice small road. feel like a regular human being. Down there. It's good to have a buddy nowadays. We're home and complain. Today's the day. I got exercise. Whatever, got a buddy. This is all good. Thank those heroes. Anybody needs a place in Montauk, I got a place. I'm renting it out for the summer. Gotta do it.
Okay, thank you. That was a lot of cheer. So, you know, it's interesting to go around the city and see who's doing something. And it seems that everywhere I've gone, somebody's doing something. Here's somebody doing something. Lucia Kaiser, a good friend, special call-in guest, Shelter in Place Comedy with Greg Griotakos. New York's a funny guy. He's on tonight, Facebook Live. Just go to his page and enjoy it. It'll be a fun event, that's for sure. A lot of good things going on here. Now, let's see how we escape out of here. Maybe this will do it. It did do it. All right, that's a good thing. So now we're going to go to a piece that I've shown, as I mentioned a few times, and it's just so... good.
Tell me the one about the mouse again, then I'll go to bed.
But my boy, you're growing weary, sleepy thoughts about your head.
Please, that one's my favorite. I promise, just once more.
Okay, snuggle down, my boy, though I know you know full well.
The great
story
realization
starts before then, in a world I once would dwell. It was a world of waste and wonder, of poverty and plenty. Back before we understood why hindsight's 2020. You see, the people came up with companies to trade across all lands, but they swelled and got much bigger than we ever could have planned. We'd always had our wants, but now it got so quick. You could have anything you dreamed of in a day, and with a click. We noticed families had stopped talking. That's not to say they never spoke, but the meaning must have melted. And the work-life balance broke. And the children's eyes grew squarer. And every toddler had a phone. They filtered out the imperfections, but amidst the noise, they felt alone. And every day the skies grew thicker, till you couldn't see the stars. So we flew in planes to find them, while down below, we filled our cars. We'd drive around all day in circles. We'd forgotten how to run. We swapped the grass for tarmac, shrunk the parks till there were none. We filled the sea with plastic, because our waste was never capped. Until each day when you went fishing, you'd pull them out, already wrapped. And while we drank and smoked and gambled, our leaders taught us why. It's best to not upset the lobbies. More convenient to die. But then in 2020, a new virus came our way. The governments reacted and told us all to hide away. But while we all were hidden, amidst the fear, and all the while, the people dusted off their instincts. They remembered how to smile. They started clapping to say thank you, and calling up their mums. And while the car keys gathered dust, they would look forward to their runs. And with the skies less full of voyagers, the earth began to breathe, and the beaches bore new wildlife that scuttled off into the seas. Some people started dancing, some were singing, some were baking. We've grown so used to bad news, but some good news was in the making.
Good news, good news.
And so when we found the cure, and were allowed to go outside, we all preferred the world we found to the one we'd left behind. Old habits became extinct, and they made way for the new. And every simple act of kindness was now given its due.
But why did it take a virus to bring the people back together?
Well, sometimes you've got to get sick, my boy, before you start feeling better. Now lie down and dream of tomorrow, and all the things that we can do. And who knows, if you dream hard enough, maybe some of them will come true. We now call it the Great Realization. And yes, since then there have been many. But that's the story of how it started, and why hindsight's 20/20.
They know someone's filming it because they can see you.
Exactly. If you look at the camera, they know someone's filming it. Okay, back, lie back down.
Wait, can I just practice right now?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, tomfoolery. That's his good stuff, huh? Oh, boy. All righty. So, which reminded me of the thought for today that I was going to share. If you can dream it, you can do it, said Walt Disney. And that's on our prayer page with thoughts for the day as well. Okay, so we're going to now take a moment, and I just wanted to mention to you that we wrote a book last year. I haven't really done that much with it, more than actually accomplishing this desire to write a book. Actually, it took me 30 years or longer, because I have way back from our Woodstock days, which was in 89. And just overall, you know, just the thoughts that I had to share, and hopefully what does peace mean, and hope mean, and love mean. And I know what it, you know, whatever it means to me, I've shared that, and other people, you know, we're so involved with this World Peace Day concerts and in September. And maybe it's going to be a virtual one this year. But here's our sizzle reel. I thought I would share it with those that maybe have never seen it.
My name is Ringo. Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love.
And Dr. Ross, we have an obligation to provide a peaceful world for our children.
I would say there are so many small things that we can all do to improve our daily lives and the lives of others.
We've got to work much harder, no matter what country, religion, or culture.
Peace is the most precious possession we can achieve. The opposite of peace is the wasting of life, bloodshed, and arriving at no solution whatsoever.
Today is September 21st, the day that all countries of the United Nations declared as International Day of Peace. Today, we strengthened that UN message and have created a Peace Day party event, and broadcasting it live to the world, our human peace sign symbol. Let's celebrate each other. Life is a gift. Have a party. Have a Peace Day party. Listen to over 50 nonprofits and individuals who share their thoughts to help educate children.
You're watching the Peace Day, global internet broadcast celebrating the United Nations International Day of Peace.
Please sing along to these well-known peace and love songs with the words on the bottom of the screen.
Moment of silence for peace. I'm going to have my moment now. Ooh, I feel good.
World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace.
International Day, the entire world created a Peace Day party. I'm going to show you a couple of pieces that go into the show. That's just our little sizzle reel. But these are important organizations that we've partnered with.
You know, I remember when I first heard that some little kid, you know, brings a gun into school. And then you start hearing all these problems.
I have a school where there's been 24 murders since January 1 in my neighborhood. I have kids suffering from post-traumatic stress and children.
Kids have so much on their plate this day and time.
I can't concentrate.
I get overly frustrated sometimes.
Kind of angry all the time.
Hello, Peter.
And then they introduce this technique where the student can dive within and enliven that inner happiness, inner intelligence, inner creativity, and love. And they see the problems start evaporating.
It's another one.
Well, it's important because, you know, we're targeting the kids, and we want the kids to be successful in their life, and we want them to be the ones also coming to our games and with the smiles on their faces, and, you know, we just want to be their positive influence of coming out here and showing them that there's somebody that cares. So, you know, that's why it's important for us to teach these character traits when we come in and do our cheer program and things like that.
Well, the self-esteem program, the cheer program, ties into a lot of the things that we do here at Jefferson with our core values and our anti-bullying program. When kids learn about self-esteem, it helps them throughout the day and in their lives.
Okay, so that is it's our Peace Day party reel. I thought we'd also take a moment here for our Woodstock Forever. This is our full-length feature. This is a sizzle reel on our full-length feature. And we'd like to share that with you and get some idea. And the movie's available. It has a ton of good things in it. And I guess you hopefully will see from right now. Send us your good news. We want to share it.
The Vietnam War overshadowed the world, as war always does. America was split politically, culturally, and generationally. Amidst the confusion, a few music fans chose a small town in upstate New York for an outdoor summer concert. The word Woodstock became the symbol for an entire generation. The themes of peace, love, and hope reverberated on those fields and around the world for days and years forward. The legacy of Woodstock and its spirit of human potential lives on forever.
Jimmy Hendrix.
Hi, what's your name?
Billy Oliver Sparks.
Yes. And what are you doing here today, Billy?
We're here from the town of Woodstock to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the original spirit of peace, love, and music, a new generation of commitment with the next generation that we want to pass a message to, of involvement with the music and with the involvement with the government.
And what do you plan to do here today to commemorate that?
We're presenting Richie Havens, who is the lead artist, the first artist on the stage at the start of the original concert, with branches that we brought from the original festival site. The people in the town of Bethel were very encouraged that what happened there was not going to be forgotten. It was a lot more than drugs, sex, and rock and roll. It was about a nation coming together for 3 days around music in a peaceful way. And we're giving that message to the next generation so that they'll understand the importance of working together for change, involvement, for their own lives.
My feeling is that what is happening in this 20th anniversary is, in fact, clarity of the issue, clarity of the past, clarity of what Woodstock really stood for, and it's all going to the younger generation, whether the media knows it or not, or whether we know it or not, that's who's looking at it. And MTV's been playing it for months, and little do they know that the actual consciousness is seeping through, just as it did with the movie when it came out 20 years ago, to all the people who never made it. So yes, we are far,
Peter,
far,
thanks
far
for helping me edit this.
In terms of getting over the hump, in terms of having the actual material who's going to change it, which are the young people today. They are going to change it because it's
young people, change it.
So when it comes their turn to become the trustees of it, their consciousness is already imbibed with what should happen and what will happen.
In addition to the 1989 20th anniversary celebration, our movie has included some of those media icons and everyday citizens that represent peace, love, and hope. From the billionaires that are living in peace, love, and hope, to the hearts to come. We share our life affirmative with the world to build on a theme, one love. Let's get together and be all right. Woodstock Forever. The movie features a sing-along and shout-out. Name that tune, Peace, Love, and Hope Songs.
Times Square. A long time ago we did this with Richie. Okay, that's that one. Let's put a stop on it. We love that song. Okay, so another couple of things I just wanted to mention. If anybody's looking for a place for the summer, I have a nice apartment out there in Montauk. Except I always rent it out, and it's a great place to get away too. And they're very safe. And taking this scenario that is going on right now, very seriously. Also, This is I showed this yesterday. I hope you don't mind. Oh, there it is. All right. So this used to, this was my bug. It's still my bug and our company bug and our company car. And we just like to want to go around everywhere and film. And but it took some pain. It was out there in Montauk. It got salty. This is the second time. Some people just don't learn. So I want to fix it up now. It's in Watermill. And that would be a nice thing to be able to do. And so we're a nonprofit. If anybody can help us in that way, that would be good. Let's go to Claire now, because Claire is going to give us a little more yoga wisdom.
Inhale, come on to our belly, lift up, cobra. Exhale, chin in, child's pose. Inhale, faces down.
My honor, Lucia.
All the way down, lifting up. That's one long breath. Hold it. Exhale, child's pose, strengthening our upper body, improving circulation.
You don't have to go out to do these things.
Child's pose.
Don't need any machines.
Inhale, face down, and then cobra. This strengthens.
Don't even need the mat.
Lower back. Exhale, child's pose. Two more.
Do them in bed.
And lengthens the front of our body.
Deepak Chopra's yogi.
Excellent.
Am I? Very wise woman.
Exhaling back, now rest in child's pose. Breathing in.
It's all about the breath. Pranayama, the breath.
And now.
That's good.
Let's come on to our backs.
Okay, so. Everyone, Claire is on our broadcast, and you can go and see her whenever you like, and join in and do some good things with her. Our good friends, the Indigo Twins, have come out with a song, and I'm going to play it, then we're going to take a little walk into the backyard as I play it, and then we're going to go through a little photo. So let's see here.
We're the Indigo Twins, and we are performing for you our composition, Church of Love. Enjoy. Non-stop killing, persecution, which is the answer? What place are we going to? Let's go to the Church of Love, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, our own one. There is no hatred, one love on God.
During a lot of our peace shows. All right, let's go outside. I'm going to say a moment of prayer. Hey, a bird fell on my shirt here. Merida. I think that's good luck. It's cool. Okay. Take a moment of prayer. So, 7 o'clock, we usually come back here, and very honored to get to share the love that this 79th and 80th has. This is the Atlantis tree, the tree that grows in Brooklyn. It's a weed tree, they say. Let's think about all those that are in need right now. To know that what is impenetrable to us really exists, manifesting itself as the highest wisdom and the most radiant beauty. Albert Einstein. Fill the seats of justice with good men and good women, O Lord, not so absolute in goodness as to forget what human frailty is. We are fragile, and right now we're more fragile than ever. Who is the slayer? Who is the victim? Speak. Let's go, United Nations. Should be hearing from them now. Younger than yesterday. Okay, we're going to end with this. This is classic, A World to Be Born Under Your Footsteps. Thank you, Indigo Girls. And you are loved.